How soon can we go on the air?
Pete McMurray. The Pete McMurray Show right now on 720 WGN.
I like him already. He comes from a family of five kids. That's fantastic. The new city treasurer in studio with us. It's Kurt Summers. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Pete.
How long have you been in the office?
66 days, but I'm not counting.
How's it going so far?
It's great. It's, you know, I tell people all the time, this is literally my dream job. I was really?
sort of like
a weird kid. I would ask my mom when I was 7 years old why we don't invest in McDonald's stock, and can I see the Dow Jones today? How did it perform? So I feel like this is what I've been shaping to do my whole life.
You went to CPS school?
Yeah, so I'm a CPS graduate. I like to tell people I went to the same elementary school as Derrick Rose and the same high school as the First Lady. So
fantastic, man.
If that doesn't make me cool with kids, then nothing will.
Oh, man. And you've always been into finance your whole life. You just love it.
Yeah, I really had. You know, speaking of CPS, I had a teacher when I was in high school who, you know, saw that I had this flicker of an interest, and he went all in. I mean, he invested with me. He had me cut out articles from the Wall Street Journal and Investor's Business Daily every week and go through it with him. He brought me a box of books.
I love that.
To my house to go through, and most of those books I still have.
We talk about there's always a teacher that you remember for the rest of your life. I mean, Scott's got the guy at Stagg High School. What was his name that passed away a few years ago?
It was Palis South, and it was Mr. Bliss.
Mr. Bliss,
the greatest teacher ever.
And it's interesting, Kurt, because he brought it up on the air, and we had 10 people that called in and, you know, said the same thing about that teacher. So it's great. It's great to hear stories like that.
So I'll give a shout-out to Greg Mason. And Les Lynn. Those are my two teachers.
My guy, it took me until college. Professor Ed Lamoureux changed my life.
What was the class?
It was speech.
Oh.
And he said, you have the gift of gab. You're interning at a radio station. Why are you dogging it in my class? He's like, come to my office. He had this long speech. We became friends, and we're still in touch to this day.
That's awesome.
Yeah, which is nice. You've been in the office for 66 days. Talk about the 77 and 77.
Yeah, so the day after I was confirmed by the city council, I launched an effort called 77 and 77. To be in all 77 of Chicago's neighborhoods over a 77-day period, which a lot of folks thought was crazy and certainly was difficult.
Well, but you're actually working, which is a good thing. You know, it's nice.
The reason why I did it was I felt like this is the only way I know how to be the best, you know, elected representative, the best treasurer, the best citywide representative for the people of Chicago is to actually be present and not just sort of sit downtown, but be in the neighborhoods and understand what the needs and challenges and opportunities for investment are.
And what was people's reactions when you'd show up in their neighborhood?
What does a city treasurer do?
That is a great question. Tell us, what does the city treasurer do?
Yeah, so the city treasurer basically performs three functions. One is we're the city's banker. So we deposit about $1 billion of your money, taxpayer money, into bank accounts, and we sort of serve as the guys who manage that cash.
Mm-hmm.
And then we manage, as the investor, $7 billion in our portfolio. Again, it's, you know, taxpayer money or taxpayer-supported monies that we invest to generate a return to basically help provide more services for schools, parks, and public safety. And then I also sit on five of the local pension boards, the municipal, laborers, police, fire, and teachers. They manage about $25 billion. And then the last function of the three is advocate. You know, I think the job of the city treasurer is not only to be a great investor, but look for opportunities to invest in Chicago and advocate for great Chicago companies and neighborhoods to be invested in.
How do you decide where to invest the city's money?
Yeah, it's
I mean, that's a tough decision, man.
There's about a 20-page investment policy that guides our investments. But I'll tell you, we issued this 90-day plan when I was sworn in, and the title of the plan is Investing in Our Chicago. Today, that $7 billion, that $25 billion, we have $50 billion in all the pools of capital locally that are invested. Not a dime of it has a mandate to be invested in Chicago or to look at Chicago investments. So step one for me was to say, well, what's out there? What are the opportunities that we've been missing because we've potentially been excluding great investments in Chicago, great companies in Chicago, great projects here? So that's where we started. That was a big learning from that 77 community tour.
I mean, you would think that would be the first thing that you think of. We should invest in some company in Chicago.
Yeah, well, at least not miss it and let some other portfolio take the advantage of it.
The city treasurer, Kurt Summers, in studio with us. Small business owners. We always hear from small business owners. We talked about the minimum wage. They all agreed that there should be some type of increase in the minimum wage. What is a fair wage? That could be debated. How do you deal with small business owners?
Yeah, so here's my general view on this office and city government and what it should be doing for people and especially small businesses. You know, there is a premium to be located here, right? Oftentimes folks focus on taxes, maybe even minimum wages. But the question is, what's the value that we're providing for the premium we're asking for you to be here? And so the way we're focusing on small businesses is how can we improve their access to capital with banks? I had a bank in my office today, and they said, hey, you know, we'd love to do more with small businesses. In fact, we've got a branch in Irving Park. I said, gee, that's interesting. I was just at a restaurant in Irving Park in my tour. They couldn't get more than a $2,500 line of credit.
I'd like to
give them your information today and tell them you're going to call them.
And see, if you didn't hit the streets, you would have never linked those two together.
No, it's a great restaurant, too. I mean, it was quoted by the mayor as one of his top five in Chicago magazine.
What is it? What's the restaurant?
Yeah, it's Bread and Wine, West Irving Park.
Bread and Wine. Okay.
So
I feel like I need to stop by now. And we have Gary McCarthy on, once or twice a quarter, and he always talks about transparency. That's what you're trying to do in your department, too.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, today, first of all, you didn't know we invest $7 billion for you,
right?
Let alone where those investments are, how we're doing, what the returns are, and what drives how much money we get to manage. And if we make a little bit more money, how's that going to impact our schools and our parks and our public safety? We want to, you know, be the most transparent office, financial office in the entire country by putting all that information out there and not just putting it online, but continuing to be in every community and saying, here's what we're doing. Here's our scorecard. Mm-hmm. We want to update it on a quarterly basis. What do you think? What would you do differently?
Are you going to try to stop by, since you did the 77 communities in 77 days, are you going to try to do that on a regular basis, get back there and talk to the people?
Yeah, so what we did was we set up something that I think is pretty cool. So every community, we asked them to have 1 to 2 thought leaders for the community as they're sort of planning what they how they want to grow, what they want to be as a neighborhood, 1 to 2 thought leaders that will have a direct relationship with us. And they're putting together in each community think tanks who are saying, here are the things that are bubbling up. Here are the things we'd like you to work on for us. So what I committed to do was say, look, once a quarter, I'm on a call with every thought leader. Once a month, I'm on a call with every thought leader. And once a quarter, I'm in a meeting with every thought leader.
I mean, it seems so easy, but no one does it.
Yeah.
Do they?
Well, it's not easy.
I know it's not easy, but it just seems, okay, let's put together, you know, this little think tank and then we'll talk once a month.
The issue is what I found when I went community by community. First was folks didn't know what the city treasurer did, that it was an elected office or who the heck I was, mm-hmm. right? However, they also said, look, you know, no one's ever done this. They haven't engaged. We would go for an hour and a half, 2 hours at a time and say, I want to hear from everybody. I want to get your thoughts. Here's our 90-day plan. How would you make it better for your community? That level of engagement, when you think about just sort of the downtown focus of local government, hasn't been out there in the communities in that way, and I think it was well received.
I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll talk some more. Kurt Summers, the city treasurer in studio at 720 WGN.
The Pete McMurray Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
City Treasurer Kurt Summers in studio with us. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. You can also text us at that number. Let's talk about foreclosures. It's a reality now where people are losing their jobs or losing their houses. Is there anything that they can do so they don't foreclose on their home?
Yeah, so there are a few things you can do. First of all, so I used to be the chief of staff for Tony Preckwinkle, who's the president of Cook County Board. So I got to know Cook County pretty well. There's an entire foreclosure mediation program that's run through the court systems that where millions of dollars a year are spent helping people avoid foreclosure. The other thing that we're going to do in this office, and part of keeping banks accountable, given that you know we put $1 billion in their coffers,
right,
is work with all the banks that have substantial potential foreclosures to work through loan modifications. We've seen this work with a few of the community banks here and some of the churches that were going to be foreclosed in the last year. They worked through substantial, you know, loan modifications to keep the church from, you know, losing their property
right.
and being foreclosed on. We want to apply that model to every bank that we do business with and put them in a program where someone has an opportunity where they think that they could avoid it or they need help. That's what we're there for.
Rob, you want to jump in? Do you have a question for Kurt?
Yeah, I've always been curious to know, what type of role do you play in terms of headline-grabbing issues facing the city? For instance, the Obama Library has been on the minds of many. Obviously, Chicago would like to have it here. What's your role in that?
Yeah, so my view is, first of all, I'd like to have it here, too.
But of course.
My view is you have three citywide elected officials, right? And we all have, obviously, the mayor has a very important role, the city clerk does, the city treasurer does, but we're here to represent all the people as leaders for the city, and we should be able to opine on and have a view on any of the issues. In my kind of wheelhouse, I should be able to, and it's, I think, the role of the treasurer as the financial steward for the city to talk about financial impact on any major capital decision that we have.
What about your role in pension reform?
Yeah.
It's a huge issue in this state, man.
You know, it's interesting. So I sit on five of the local boards, which is really more than any individual otherwise. And so I have sort of a bird's eye view of this entire issue. I sat on Cook County's for a couple of years when I was there. It's not only the biggest fiscal issue that we have as a city or as a state, it's the largest policy issue that we have, because, you know, it's not even the 800-pound gorilla. It's got its own zip code, right? Mm-hmm. We can't do anything while we have that issue to deal with. We can't make any other policy priorities.
Right.
So it is the major policy issue. The role that I play is we need to be better investors of all of those portfolios, more savvy investors. But also there are opportunities, you know, before we go to workers, retirees, and taxpayers and say, hey, it's time to change your deal and time for you to have a shared sacrifice. We spend $150 million a year in investment fees for largely Wall Street firms and investment managers for all of our local funds. It's time for us to go to them and say, hey, if you want to be our partner, you should share in the sacrifice too. And right. I think we have a case, just for a second, to do it. Today, police makes an investment in a fund, fire makes an investment in a fund, teachers makes an investment in a fund. They all get, in many cases, charged different prices. Should never happen.
Really?
Because there's one backstop, the Chicago taxpayer, to all of them.
Right.
That's the first thing. Secondly, they're all being treated as individual customers mm-hmm. versus getting the aggregated price. It's like go to Costco and buy in bulk, right? If we're buying from all three funds, we want a better price. We're mm-hmm. not doing that today. If we did that, it'd save $25 to $50 million, $1 to $2 billion over the life of these plans.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not kidding you.
Pete, we got a text coming in from 847 saying the West Side needs help. It looks like a war zone. So do you play a role at all in, you know, like food deserts? And we talked about foreclosures. Can you play a role, or can you help, you know, these areas that are asking for help, or areas that obviously need more help than, let's say, downtown or Lincoln Park?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So the reality is, you know, every community I went to, from Inglewood to Ravenswood, or from, you know, North Lawndale to Woodlawn, had needs and desires to be, you know, better than what they were, and had a vision for the future of their neighborhood. On the West Side, if you think about communities like Austin and North Lawndale and East Garfield Park, I went to all of them. My charge to those communities was, let's not just talk about a food desert. Let's not just talk about empty lots. Put a comprehensive plan together. Let's talk about what the total strategy is and what the opportunities are for me as a partner, as an advocate, and as the person that you're hiring. I work for you mm-hmm. to find opportunities to invest and attract investment from around the world.
You got such a great attitude and a great vision. You've been on the job for 66 days. What happens a year from now? Because you work for the city, you get beat up a little bit.
Yeah.
Are you still going to have this great attitude in a year and a half?
Look, I go back to like my first year at Harvard Business School, my first year as an analyst at McKinsey and working 100 hours a week. This is not new for me. I've been doing it my whole career. So if I was going to burn out, I think I would have done it already.
I live in the city. Can you give me a break on my property taxes?
Unfortunately, I can't.
But I
can
shoot.
But I can bring some things around you to make it more worth your while.
Oh, okay. I like that. City Treasurer Kurt Summers, thank you for coming in, and we'd love to have you back.
Would love to. Thanks, Pete.
All right, it's 720 WGN.